This is WBUR's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. The great Boston native Ben Franklin is credited with saying, "Greatness is all around you." And if a new list from the state is to be believed, he was definitely right. A special commission has spent some 18 months working on a list of 1,000 great places in Massachusetts. If 1,000 sounds like a lot, you should know they whittled it down from a list of 15,000. So can Massachusetts possibly be that great? Former state legislator Eric Turkington chairs the special commission and joins us this morning. Good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Well, good morning, Bob.
With so many great places, Eric, it's almost as if you can't throw a stone without hitting something great. Tell us how great Massachusetts is.
Well, it's impressive. You know, this started out a year and a half ago. We had the idea from a book called A Thousand Places to See Before You Die. This state is blessed with an enormous number of wonderful places, and we said, well, let's put together a list and let people in Massachusetts just know how great we are.
As I understand it, you asked the public to nominate sites. How did it work?
Well, we established a website at the Mass Office of Travel and Tourism and got the word out that anybody in the state who wanted to nominate their favorite place could do so. We made it real simple. You filled out a little form online and pushed a button, and your nomination was received.
So it must have been pretty messy to whittle things down from 15,000 to 1,000.
It was. It's not easy at all when you have that many. It took a year and a half, but here we are.
There are, of course, some 351 cities and towns across the state. Does every community have something great?
Well, we didn't know at the beginning that it would end up that way. But as we got closer to the end, we started realizing, you know, every town does have something. You know, and a place like Boston has 75 great places, and, you know, you can name them. We're all familiar with a lot of those. But there's, you know, the smallest town in the state, New Ashford, they've got a great place, too. You know, they've got the town hall where the first woman who ever voted in an election in the United States of America voted. They still use that town hall, and they still use that ballot box.
They still have the ballot box?
They do.
Spectacular. All right, so let's go over some of the places and things on the list. It seems pretty logical that the USS Constitution is on the list in Boston, the Old North, the Old South Church, the Granary Burying Ground.
Right.
But then there are places, or maybe we should call them things, that we don't normally visit. We just look at from a distance, or maybe we walk over it, like the Longfellow Bridge.
That's right. Yeah, that's clearly a classic.
But then there are also places that that while some people are probably dedicated to, others wouldn't have heard about. And I'm looking, for example, at Sullivan's, the hot dog and hamburger stand in South Boston.
Well, you know, I had that same reaction. But Sullivan's got a lot of public nominations. And, you know, we asked around, and it is a place that an awful lot of people know about, not just in Boston either. There's a few places like that are, you know, restaurants or performing arts places that you and I wouldn't necessarily know about every day. But when we got a certain number of nominations, we tended to think, you know, we should include these places. They're places at least thousands of people know and care about, and a number of them cared enough to nominate them.
For example, the Quilted Crow, which is a quilt and quilt supply shop in Boxborough, as I understand it, and is on the list.
It's on the list. The public nominations got some deference from us, you know, as well as the ones that we got, you know, from other sources.
Since we're in the great Commonwealth of Massachusetts and we have certain, shall we call them, political traditions here, how did you avoid ballot box stuffing?
Well, there was only one nomination per person. They could send one in, but they couldn't, you know, if we got any more, we didn't take more than one.
I take it the hope is that this will spark some tourism for these places and the area surrounding these places this summer and beyond.
Well, certainly some of it's about tourism, but a lot of it's about community pride. We got a quote one time from a selectman in Dudley, who, when this commission was first announced, who said, well, you know, we have a nice little town, but there's nothing anybody would want to come here to see. Well, we found there is something in Dudley. There's a college, and there's a wonderful village common. The college is around it. He may not have thought it was wonderful, but in the scheme of things, it was a great place. And I think we're going to find that this will engender a lot of community pride all across the state in places that get recognized.
I'm so glad you mentioned Dudley and the town common there, and the terrific historic house that's located right on the common there, which, as I understand it, may be soon up for the National Register of Historic Places, because that's very close to where I live.
Well, there you go. I'm glad it's on the list.
But I'm glad that my house is not on the list.
Well, if it was open to the public, it could have been.
Eric Turkington, thanks a lot. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Good morning.
Former state legislator Eric Turkington chairs the special commission relative to designating 1,000 great places in Massachusetts. You can see the final list on our website when it's revealed later today.